This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Paul and Jordana, DJ. Producing today, hope your Wednesday is going well. Hope you're having a good hump day. Not sure if you saw this, but Remington, the gun manufacturer, which, by the way, is currently bankrupt, the insurance carriers who took over for Remington agreed to pay $73 million in settlement with nine families of the Sandy Hook school shooting victims. This is the first time a gun manufacturer has been held liable for a mass shooting in the U.S. Again, this was the 2012 mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. The families alleged that the manufacturer marketed and sold assault rifles to civilians, quote, prioritizing profit over public safety. A lawyer for the family said he hoped this settlement would change the way gun manufacturers market their products. With us for some perspective to understand, you know, what just happened here is Professor Rachel Palos, University of St. Thomas School of Law, former U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota. Professor, welcome back. Hello?
Hello.
Uh-oh, do we lose her?
Are you there?
Oh, hi, Professor.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Great.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Not sure if you heard my rambling preamble, but what was your reaction to this Remington settlement? Is it a pivot point, an inflection point in terms of liability, in terms of legal accountability for gun manufacturers? This is focused more on how they marketed this particular assault rifle, correct?
It is, and I think it's very interesting that the plaintiffs in this case have obtained documents that show that Remington did try to market specifically to young men and to sort of prey on more insecure young men and put out materials saying things like, you know, having a gun like this will issue you your, quote, man card. And so in ways appealing to people that they already knew were vulnerable. And so I think one of the more significant aspects of this settlement is that all these documents that the plaintiffs have received are now going to be released to the public. And they view that as one of the most important functions that this lawsuit is going to bring to the public awareness of how gun companies are marketing.
Wow.
Okay. Professor, it's Jordana. To win a lawsuit like this, do you have to show, I'm hearkening back to the libel Sarah Palin New York Times lawsuit. Do you have to show malice? Do you have to prove that Remington acted in a way that was dangerous to the public, or are they not held up to that same standard the way the Sarah Palin thing was thrown out with the New York Times?
Right. The malice standard is really quite unique to defamation law, and then specifically law regarding what the media publish or say. And that standard itself is under fire right now. At least two Supreme Court justices have criticized it. And so I think putting that standard aside, the families here of the victims did not have to show actual malice in the way that a press case would have to. But they settled this case. It did not go to trial. And so we're not fully aware of all the factors that went into Remington's decision. But certainly public opinion has shifted over the years regarding the marketing, especially of very deadly weapons. And so settlement is a little bit different than the Palin case for two reasons. One, Governor Palin's case actually went to trial, was heard before a jury. This case never was. And secondly, First Amendment laws is very different than the law of personal liability.
Was not a reflection of any kind of a sea change in Second Amendment rights. This was more, correct me if I'm wrong, this was more about deceptive advertising. The families were alleging that the advertising was deceptive. And my understanding, Professor, is that there's still a 2005 federal law, the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, that shields gun manufacturers from lawsuits when somebody misuses one of their weapons. But again, the family sued Remington on the grounds that its marketing strategy, as you mentioned, aimed at young at-risk males through product placement in violent video games, made it partially at fault for the Sandy Hook massacre. The ads represented these guns as combat weapons. Connecticut law prohibits deceptive ads. And at the end of the day, maybe that's why they reached a settlement, right?
Yes, and you're right that many state laws have statutes on the books that prevent deceptive advertising, including Connecticut, including Minnesota. And so the question was the state statute enough to overcome the very high bar of the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, the 2005 law that you mentioned? And in this case, Remington clearly felt they had enough potential liability that they wanted to settle it in advance. And again, we don't know all the factors that went into their decision, but this is not about the individual right to bear arms under the Second Amendment. It's about liability of gun manufacturers for deceptive marketing.
Got it. Okay.
I want to switch gears, Professor Paulos, for a minute. I want to talk about a former Minneapolis police officer, Totao. He spoke for the first time, really, since the killing of George Floyd and testified on Tuesday. He says that he was focused on crowd control and thought the other three officers were taking care of George Floyd. I guess taking care of his health. Is this a believable defense? Do you think it's going to work for him?
Well, he was the one person who had his back to Mr. Floyd for a good part of the time that Derek Chauvin had his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck. At the same time, the government is going to argue that all four of these officers had a responsibility to refrain from using unreasonable force, that all four of them had a duty to intervene and to provide medical care, and that all four of them equally shared in the blame for what the government says is the willful deprivation of Mr. Floyd's constitutional rights.
Okay.
But I do think they're in different positions, and I think ultimately the jury is going to have to sort out, does it matter that one of the officers had only been on the force for 4 days? Does it matter that another was not as actively involved? We have talked about, from the beginning, it was expected that the other three, former Officer Tao, Quang and Lane would all blame Derek Chauvin, and it turns out they are blaming Derek Chauvin. They're also blaming the Minneapolis Police Department for their lack of training, and they're now trying to bring in something that didn't happen or didn't come in the state trial, this highly controversial term, excited delirium, and they're trying to essentially blame Mr. Floyd for what happened. And so I still think this is going to be an uphill battle for the officers, but they certainly are in a different position than Derek Chauvin.
And okay. I'm glad you brought that up, because now we're hearing that a doctor is at fault for not properly training the, you know, and this is hearsay, of course, for not properly training the MPD about excited delirium. Can you define that as a legal term, or at least as the term in the way the police use it for our listeners, excited delirium?
Well, it basically means that a subject displays perhaps violent or highly erratic behavior that can lead to death. I think it's important to note that the American Medical Association has rejected the use of excited delirium and has actually said that it's a term that is part of a system of systemic racism, that those are the AMA's words. And they have condemned the use of excited delirium, or that the application of that term, specifically in cases in which police officers are alleged to have used unreasonable force in restraining African-American men. So this is a highly charged term. It's controversial, even in the medical community. And it did not come in the state trial. So it's taken on a different role and center place in the federal trial.
Right, right. Oh, thank you. And thank you for explaining that. It's one of those, like, qualified immunity, excited delirium. We have to make sure we understand what we're listening to these days. Thank you.
It's hard to keep up for all of us, right? But that's why we have you, Professor Paul Osteen, to help us make sense of the world. So we sure appreciate you coming on and fielding all these questions from left and right field. And we appreciate you. Rachel Paulos, Professor Paulos, University of St. Thomas School of Law. Thank you so much. We wish you well, and we'll have you back on soon.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.